From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida is becoming clearer and more straightforward as investigators try to determine the motive behind the attack that killed 49 people and wounded 53 others. Biden did not elaborate Tuesday, but said that in the coming days, President Barack Obama would say more. Obama is due to visit Orlando on Thursday. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron offered his condolences regarding the killings.
I know the whole House will join me in sending our profound sympathies to the family and friends of the 49 people who died in the horrific attack in Orlando on Sunday. This was an evil attack of terrorism and homophobic hatred, and we utterly condemn both of them. This attack, along with the callous murder of a French police couple on Monday, is a stark reminder of the challenge we face to defeat the poisonous ideology of Daesh, both online and on our streets. But I believe that together with our friends, with our allies, and with our common values, we will prevail.
Cameron spoke before the House of Commons. China has warned against U.S. President Barack Obama meeting with the Dalai Lama, saying it could damage mutual trust. The closed-door meeting, scheduled for Wednesday, is intended to avoid angering China, which views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. President Obama has met with the Dalai Lama many times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. But China fears it will send the wrong message to Tibetans. Dialogue between the Dalai Lama and China's central government stopped in 2010. This is VOA News. The U.S. presidential primary election season officially ended Tuesday as Hillary Clinton defeated Bernie Sanders in the nation's capital, and the two candidates held what they called a positive discussion in Washington. Clinton is the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, with her official selection expected at a convention in Philadelphia next month. Sanders has persisted in his campaign despite trailing in the race for months, which has allowed him to have some influence on the party's platform of policies. The two campaigns issued very similar statements after the meeting that said Clinton and Sanders discussed shared priorities such as raising wages, reforming campaign finance laws, and making college affordable. Clinton and Sanders also cited what they called the dangerous threat that Donald Trump poses to our nation. The foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, issued a tough joint statement on the South China Sea and then tried to make it quickly disappear. The ASEAN ministers, meeting in Yuxi in China's Yunnan province on Monday and Tuesday, took a thinly veiled swipe at their hosts by expressing serious concern about rising tensions in the South China Sea. The statement called for respect for international law amid a Chinese refusal to accept an upcoming Hague Tribunal ruling expected to favor Manila's challenge of Beijing's claims to most of the South China Sea. Diplomatic sources Wednesday indicated that Chinese officials in private quickly pressured ASEAN to rescind the document after Malaysia's foreign ministry released a copy to the media. The top U.S. nonproliferation official is in Africa to try to align nations against North Korea's nuclear ambitions by urging them to cut ties with Pyongyang. The threat, he says, is not as far away as it seems. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The increasingly belligerent, mountainous hermit kingdom of North Korea feels like it is a world away from the broad savannas of Africa. But it isn't, says a top U.S. nuclear nonproliferation official. Thomas Countryman, the Assistant Secretary for International Security and Nonproliferation, spoke to VOA News from Pretoria, South Africa's capital, as part of a visit to two African nations with strategic ties to the issue.
The North Korean challenge is not something that is distant and that doesn't concern them. In fact, this is the place in the world where, thanks to both the actions and the rhetoric of the North Korean regime, there is the highest probability of serious conflict.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.